On Sunday, a man sprayed bullets into the crowd at a country music festival in Las Vegas. After 11 minutes of firing, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock had killed 59 people and injured nearly 500 others. People in the store's Mansfield area responded by coming to the University of Connecticut Thursday night to mourn the violence and reflect on it. Local public officials such as Mansfield Mayor Paul Shapiro and UConn Chief of Police Hans D. Reinhardt came to the event. Individual students and student groups also attended. Shapiro says he believes it's important to take action after events like the Las Vegas shooting, but he says he also believes it's important to mourn.
We as a community, the Mansfield community and the UConn community together as a family, we need to be together to express our grief. And there is a need for us to share our grief and to express solidarity with those who have lost their loved ones.
Later on, Shapiro shares the poem, Each of Us Has a Name, by Zelda, an Israeli poet.
Father and mother, each of us has a name given to us by our stature and our way of smiling, and given to us by our clothes.
Each of us has a name. He says the poem seems fit to mourn the 59 deaths in the Las Vegas shooting, an event that he calls a senseless mass murder. UConn Police Chief Hans Reinhardt says we should remember the people who acted bravely to save others during the shooting, despite being in danger themselves.
Let's remember and honor the first responders who provided critical care to the injured and worked to stop the shooting. The ordinary people, people like you and me attending a concert, who became extraordinary people, were thrust into a nightmare and responded heroically and saved countless lives.
Reinhardt also says that kind words, helping hands, and open minds are powerful actions that show how much we care. The UConn Against Gun Violence Club and the Student Coalition for Social Justice sponsored this vigil for Vegas. Elizabeth Charish is the president of UConn Against Gun Violence and also a copy editor at the Daily Campus. She speaks about the aftermath of mass shootings and says the victims' stories often get lost in statistics.
We cannot ignore the lives of the victims. We cannot ignore their humanity for fear they could have been us or our friends or our family. We must empower their memory so that the statistic is used in addition to their narrative.
Pastor Nancy McLaren from the store's Congregational Church rings a bell 59 times to honor each person who died in the Las Vegas shooting. The shooting is the deadliest in U.S. history. McLaren tells people in the audience to take some space together and also to ask themselves where their pains are.
When you're gathered here as one body together, you create a community of strength in and of itself.
UConn's a cappella group Notes Over Stores ends the note by singing the gospel tune called This Little Light of Mine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.
Let it shine, let it shine.